Welcome back to the Alpha Male Buddhist Podcast. It's great to be back and uploading an episode. I've been a little bit wrapped up as far as my career, my job, my responsibilities at home. So it's kind of put an impact as far as me being able to be consistent and putting out an episode every week. But I am trying to get back to that. So this is going to be about 20 minutes of music and beats and bars and some stuff that I've mixed up. So right at around the 20-minute mark, you know, I'll have, just about 10 minutes of my input and what's been going on with me and some feedback on the show. And everything is going great. I just recently, this week, hit 100,000 total downloads, which I'm really happy about. And I want to thank all of you guys for listening and kind of supporting me in that way. And all of the great feedback that I'm getting back from you guys. So just be really aware of what's happening right now, because the world is in absolute psychological turmoil and they're waging war on our very psyche and who we are and what we think and everything that we hold near and dear in our lives, man. And you know, what you have to do at that point in time when it gets that way, as in all things, you have to kind of slow it down and try to perceive things in slow motion and connect all of those patterns and connect all of those dots and understand that this is coming from a system that really doesn't have your best interest in mind. And as a matter of fact, it wants to destroy, you know, all of us and put us in a box, and literally in a box, you know, just, you know, my views on all that. I don't want to get too dark on that. But that's all the more reason why you have to maintain and actually stop and smell the roses, as it were. You know, that's why I purposely put up this episode with some music and just to be uplifting and positive, right? Because you can't have an existence where you're constantly in fear and suffering and all that stuff. I mean, it's no way to live. God didn't intend us to be that way. So yeah, it's going to be, like I said, about 20 minutes of music and beats and stuff that I mixed up, a lot of old school stuff that I like, and then I'll have about 10 minutes at the other end of the music. So yeah, let's get into it. And just in closing, this episode is Fair Use Creative Commons License, and the artist that you're listening to on here, you're going to hear some Cortez Battle Rapper from URL. He raps all over the planet and he's freaking amazing. So that's Cortez the Battle Rapper, Black Moon, and the name of the song is Gotcha Open from like 93. Love that shit. Some beats from Mos Def. I don't remember exactly the song. And yeah, so it's Creative Commons Fair Use License, and much love to all of the people whose content is on the show. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. All praise is due. So let's get into it.
Lollipop, move the hop, so I can put the hip in the grip. Everybody slip so I can take a trip to the dip. Dig a deeper hole, microphone control with soul. Look at my hot eyes and tell me how could you be cold. I'm coming to you from the underground with thunder sound. Number one question, yo, how can I be down? Well, I tell you, bring your lighter and roll your finger. Back up on your lighter so you see the fire finger. Go from left to right, then front to back. Herbal verbal letters, give the mic contact. React whenever I keep the head scoping. Don't front, you know I got you open. Don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original heads meeting, original crooks. Don't front, you know I got you open. Check my dialect from my diaphragm, my man. Don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original heads meeting, the original crooks. Don't front, you know I got you open. Check the dialect from my diaphragm, my man. Me and my crew walk the streets at night, like looking for the right one, baby. If it's payday, I'm at your doorstep. I never sweat swinging the F nowadays, cause my rep is known for the tricks that I trade like toys in the cypher with my boys. We be getting busy, record shop, I drop the top, I make the C's pop from the lie that I sparked last night in the dark. I be dedicated to the moon, cause it's black, resurrect, come back. Tell me about the other side, Jack. Now we going back to who got the props when I blew up the spot last year on the box. The pressure to come back with another fat single. Not too underground to make it stop when you mingle. But bust it, pay attention to the third verse, and I'ma take you to another level first. Yeah.
Baby, gotta get this flow. We're back in the days. Everything was all smooth and calm. This shit was like, yo, man, I'm building, man. I'm saying, like, little, like back in like the 70, fucking 79. Everybody, nah, 87. That was my favorite shit, bro. Polo shit. Everything was lovely, man. Yo, so get the fuck out the way, man. Get the fuck, oh, so who the fuck is that? Hey, yo, Ghost, yo, Ray. What's up with y'all niggas, man? The fuck y'all niggas?
Listen, I'm letting you know that when you see me at a show, you better prepare for the flow right away. I'm dimming the brighter day, it's never sunny. Still on nothing move but the honey out the pay. So I enter the brother zone, I come to the front of the stage to let you know who's on the phone. Leave it alone, see it's a hip hop thing, not a fake drip drop thing, but corny ass lane. You can fool the rest, but you can't fool me. See the best school me, for the simple fact it's the G-O-G. Fuck to the shot, still to the tech, then rock to the box. So forget the past, no more shorty. Strictly one shot, I rock it one down to 40 below. I got to let them know that I elevated levels higher every time I felt the fire. People tried this when the jam got cold. Used to be the man, now your band got old. I know the plan, so I keep them scoping. Don't front, you know I got you open. Don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original heads meeting, the original crooks. Don't front, you know I got you open. Check the dialect from my diaphragm, my man. Don't front, you know I got you open. It's the original heads meeting, the original crooks. Don't front, you know I got you open. Check the dialect from my diaphragm, my man. Yeah, without no doubt. This is dedicated to my man, Big Five, Big Trev. Grills in the place to be. I'm coming to get you out, kid. And we out, no doubt.
Yo, I gotta put some action on paper. Make sure my verse jump off the spread out like the raper. The only tip I got for a waiter is watch the doorknob hit me where the dirty dog should have bit me. That was my train of thought, but for so long I fought. Now I'm at a level supreme to the devil. So turn up the bass and lay low on the treble. We be the willing kids and you dead with the shovel. Revitalize, revitalize, nigga. The ladies sweat the style like the squirrels sweat the nuts. You know what fella's good for the moolah. Don't smoke no rulers. We the men, call me Slick Tip the Ruler. Sometimes Shaitan got me by the pressure points, but I could break a fella down like sex. You eat wheat checks, but still light in the ass and can't flex. If one nigga front, I'ma make more pay. Cause tonight, we getting off like OJ. And yo, I got a dog that bites, fuck the barking. Yo, I got a crew with the beats and the smarts in.
Flashbacks to 83. That's when the war on drugs was the main topic. Then you skip to 85, that's when crack cocaine became profit. I'm a product of Reaganomics. You wasn't even born back then. I hate the logic, but you can't be called drugs if you wasn't made in the process. I need to talk to you, little nigga. He named himself drugs. That's wild disrespectful to how I was brought up, bro. I don't believe in your squad. I was raised in that trap house. A couple fiends lean on the wall. There was three keys by the hall. A couple G's by the door. Triple beams. I had to scale back. That's how I even the odds. I mean, you talking about that burner on the stove. You know when the pot it dissolves, then you stir it until it's cool. Then your wrist lock in the jaw, then the fiends take a hit. Uh-huh. And they start locking their jaw, and then they be like, yeah, when they talk, I mean. Nigga, that means that raw numb in the vein got you holding your neck wrong. The bitches be sucking on glass dicks. For a hit, they be getting their neck on. The fiends keep coming right back. Cause when I'm cooking, I be getting my chef on. But you don't have that same feel. Yo, Rock, this drug has been stepped on. I mean, that means it all makes sense. But it ain't a profit for me. That's why your lines don't hit. Because the product is cheap. I mean, now, you fucking with a frog, nigga, just like that. By the way, I'm in a mix with Arm & Hammers. Is you cut like that? Wordplay. Oh, you ain't figured that I was gonna come like that? I said it twice. I read up just so he can see how it come right back. Gonna tell me about drugs, my nigga. I done grind many nights. My mom's put me onto the grind. She had a Fetty right. Her OG got rushed by the feds. She held it semi tight and put two bricks in a bra right by her titties. Right now, what did she do? She gave it back to the plug the next day. She ain't the silly type. She knew that if she earned this trust, she'd get it any price. This is all facts, my nigga. A couple. By 86, my mom's had the city hype. I'm talking about that butter. It used to stick to the jaw. You know the Jiffy type. If 10 crack commandments was law, you'd be the Diddy type. Matter of fact, it's all a cycle, cause nowadays we get charged to pedal. Oh, that's a city bike. Give me hype. Nigga, what is drugs gonna tell me about drugs, my nigga? You got it wrong. What you know about a transaction where the pillowcase is in powder form? My dad was a junkie. Track marks around and out his form. My last image of him before he died was with a belt wrapped around his arm. How you gonna tell me about drugs, nigga? Matter of fact, didn't Rico snitch on all these Maryland, D.C. niggas? He made it hot out here. OG, Gorilla Pimpin', he took a block out here. Now, I ain't gonna disrespect y'all. A couple of y'all niggas look like y'all might plot out here, and I'm on point. Cause even Cam got shot out here. Let's get back to him naming himself drugs like a fucking idiot. Nigga, no one one's flipping you and no one's whipping. It's like they gas you, it's the aroma off the jar. They blew smoke right into you. I mean, can you do a PG? You met Norbs well, didn't you? He went up like, hey Norbs, my name's Drugs. Norbs is like, whoa. This kid is cool. His flow so cynical. With a name like Drugs, it's oh so original. I mean, he might be the GOAT, no shit in you. No, the nigga said Drugs. Oh so typical. Bro, that's pitiful. No one's digging you. But, I mean, honestly, but since you want to fall for the bait, you get hooked like that. And since you want to be Drugs, you get put in a bag. I mean, I'm from Brooklyn all day. We don't see BS. But you and I, we can throw the hands, my nigga. Cause with these, we wet. But if you swing, I'ma weave each step and get them drug over the counter like CVS. Yeah. Yeah. Cause in the streets we proven. And I met his baby moms, my nigga. She's a retired dyke, my nigga. She be hooping. He talk about, yo, Rock, I get bad bitches. My nigga, who he fooling? If a bitch swallow drugs, it only means she's muling. Now, niggas always talking crazy. Like, yo, son, I got it, yo. My product's unique. You know, I got it for cheap. But your main man's uncle's OG best friend who just got a plug up north probably got it from me. I be macking with the plug, my nigga. Cigar tasting sour. 5-star meals. I'm talking large steaks and flounder. I done been through it all, nigga. OT. And a car chase for hours. All base and flour. Large weight and powder. And he get his lifestyle from what? Scarface and power. Bro, stop. Gets to dump it. Hey, yo, I got it on deck. Copy, click, now that's the best discussion. Real hustlers, we don't talk much on the phone. So at best, he frontin'. And that's why your career, well, it's down the drain. Drugs like when the feds be rushing. Now, I told you I've been fire, 6 priors, nigga. I've been liars. And honestly, if drugs can OD off court without limb buying, so move. Liars, I quit liars. I got a new slogan, bitch, so fuck you fakes, corny. Y'all keep doing what y'all do to stay the fuck away from me. It's Brooklyn. All day I keeps a trail for that. I lick a shot for PH cause the real is back.
Yeah, do it now.
B-Dot gonna lecture us today? That's a good thing. I don't want to hear a whole bunch of what and whys. You're a funny guy. You should have did that and made sure you make your people come alive before the sun arise. Now I get it, but see, it's good because I want to give y'all a different view. I need y'all to see things from the other side. Now everybody close your eyes. I need y'all to imagine a son that's 9. Before he wakes up from school and packs his book bag, he's got to tuck his pride. Why? Con Ed just cut the lights for the 100th time. Extension cord. He's knocking next door and asks the neighbors to run a line. He's undermined. Now, last night his stomach growled at least 100 times. And he's got fucking fuel. That's anger. And you know why? He's a puzzled mind with hatred in his heart for every time he looks inside his mother's eyes. Now, why? She's a dope head. We're enlightened. We understand that she may be sick. To that poor little kid, he's looking at her like, I hate this bitch. Why the bills always late and shit? I've never had the latest kicks. It's the same outfit that repeats over and over and over like Agent Smith. Now wait a second. Now the kid is 16. What he gotta do? He gotta hustle for the loot and figures? And you coming here with this elevated bullshit? You gonna tell that man how to feed his fam and tell him hustling is useless to this stupid nigga? How is he to drop out? But today I gotta school you, nigga. The real food for thought in life is you can't eat books for dinner, you stupid nigga. Don't you ever judge what a man gotta do. That kid wasn't taught the ways of a queen. His childhood memories, dope bags and needles. That little nigga was raised by a fiend. I'm Spanish, you're black. But every color in this room can relate to the scheme. So never preach black over white. It proves you're colorblind to how you throw shade in between. That's why I don't want to hear none of this shit he's talking about today. You and I, we nothing alike. Different struggles with the same views and raps. We could have been brothers for life, but you're a walking contradiction. You popping guns now? Oh, wow, you giving out sucker advice, and I don't want to hear that your fam's mean if your brother's polite. My surroundings, that was crazy. My surroundings weren't astounding. I was down and bummy. I slept on the train. I slept in my car. But you know what? I was proud because I was down for something. But I was street smart, you know? I learned how to get empowered with a dollar, dummy. I learned the biz and shit. That's how I'm still spending hitman holler money. Let's talk about it. That shit you talk is gossip. Just because y'all don't understand it don't mean that the boy's conscious. It's J. Cole and Koofy. Y'all don't get it? It's all nonsense, and I ain't gotta diss the West to prove he's a false prophet. The shit you talk about, is it logic or is it gossip? Cause you rap like you're common and conscious, or you're a prophet. I'd rather rap what's common and pop wit for the prophets. You're a blood that turned preacher. That image to me at conflicts. Your shit reminds them of the pyramids. My shit reminds them of the projects. Nigga, I seen this all before. While you was out preaching to them boys, we was scheming on the law. You study hieroglyphics, same shit. I woke up to the graffiti on the wall. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? R.I.P. murals. R.I.P. murals for those that met fate. You learned from books. My nigga, I had to learn from their mistakes. And you talking all this black power bullshit? And that's what excites fans? But you still chose organic over smack, so you working for the white man. You dissing Saga cause he's a Christian, funny. I said all this drama. You dissing Saga cause he's a Christian, funny. You ain't battled all year, and now you up here for a little bit of Christmas money. That shit is funny. Yes. It's a white man's holiday, bro.
That's hard.
That's how I know he's a hypocrite, a fake, a phony. It's all hype. It's crazy, I got a black on the nigga to bring him into the light. I'm the most underrated, underhanded. I oversaw, but being overlooked creates a pen that's over all. So don't ask if I'm top tier, dummy. I'm whooping this nigga's ass for that top tier money.
So I'm sitting here, sometimes I look at the mainstream media, I hop on YouTube, and I look at what's going on with Joe Biden and all of this bullshit that they have going on, this circus that they have going on for us, trying to entertain us like back in the Roman days, as they said, with the bread and circuses, you know. And it's a trip. It would be funny if not so many people were suffering as a result of the actions that they're taking upon us, but like I said, man, once in a while you got to stop and smell the roses, and that's what we're going to do now. You got to be really careful. You get wrapped up in all of this coronavirus. And again, I'm going to say it again. If anybody does find this coronavirus, tell it to kiss my ass, like legitimately. Because every year there's a new virus, there's a new fear, there's new... It's just so many things that are going on. Now China is not going to be able to ship stuff to us. I actually do see the effect of it in the industry that I'm in. And the pipeline is kind of dried up, but, you know, it is what it is, man. I mean, I have gratitude for every morsel of rice that I have in front of me, in the plate in front of me, you know, for a glass of clean drinking water, because a lot of people on the planet don't even have that. So yeah, the word for today is gratitude, man. And yeah, it's that simple. So yeah, let's look at it in the sense of what we need to do as far as preparation for our own days. Let's look for those base hits. Let's look for that consistency and everything that we're going to do. Let's not overindulge in things that are just to provide us pleasure or whatever, or distractions to take us away from what's really happening. It's a really delicate balance. And one of the things I guess I've been touching on indirectly or directly is to have the ability to hold two opposing ideas in your head. And it might not make sense to you, but I'm really seeing that the whole duality, that good and bad, today he's good and tomorrow he's bad, and he's a good boy and he's a bad boy, that's all bullshit. And whenever you have like dogmatic views like that, where it's got to be this way, or, you know, some people say to me, you're a Buddhist, but, you know, you believe in Jesus. Hey, I have zero issues with that. You know, he's my anchor man. And not that I believe, but I know that, you know, everyone really does need an anchor, because the minute that you don't have something that you look up to, something that you can feel is there for you, like either the universe or however you want to phrase it, then you're going to be in a position where you're lost, because you're just relying on yourself. You have to empty yourself of everything and fill yourself with the positive power of the universe. As they say in the Tao, you know, empty yourself of everything and fill yourself with the Tao. So, but in other words, by emptying yourself, you have the infinite fullness of nature and the higher power. In this instance, for me, it's my anchor, Jesus. Yeah, I'm a Buddhist, and I believe in Jesus, and he's my savior. You know, if that throws you off, that's really not my issue. You know what I mean? Because all of these clowns running around today, the politicians and the actors and all of these artists, you know, you see them, they're basically worshiping the devil, worshiping Satan, going to the dark side with all of this Baphomet and all this stuff. I don't even like saying those words, because they're very toxic to me, and it's something that people think it's a joke. But hey, you know, everybody's going to live their life and find their own truth. But I'll tell you what, it's funny that they believe in those entities, those negative entities, but yet they don't believe on the reverse or the flip side of it. Because if you believe in the cold, you know there has to be hot. And the only reason hot is because cold exists, right? They need one another to exist. Just like light needs darkness to exist, darkness needs light. So these clowns out here, they believe in all of these dark powers, but yet they refuse God, which to me makes no sense. Or actually it does, because where they're coming from and the basis they're coming from is just a total negative space and such. So that's even more of a reason why. Like I said, you know, I've been getting racked up in my last few episodes, going really hard and everything like that, which we need it. But at the same time, you know what? Yeah, we just have to get into some positivity and some great beats. And I do want to do a quick shout out to one of my listeners. His name is Jerome Cobain. He's a young cat out of Canada. He raps. He has a SoundCloud, and his SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/ Jerome Cobain. Jerome Cobain. So I'm giving him a shout out. He's got some good music, and he's been listening to the podcast pretty much from the inception, from the beginning. So yeah, shout out to you, Jerome, and yo, stay positive, man, and get yours, man, because you know it's all there for you. Don't let, you know, all the negativity and the hate that's taking over this planet, you know, take you away from your direction and what you need to achieve for yourself and your people and your family. So keep it up, man. Keep listening, and that goes for all you guys. So yeah, you know, if you guys have feedback or whatever, shoot me an email, give me the 5-star rating, throw out some good comments, tell your friends about the show, because like I said, I take it very seriously, and I see that people do get value out of it, because I really value your time. That's why I do the best that I can to put out a good show and put out good content, you know. So lately what I've been doing is I'm trying to get a couple of good interviews on here. And I don't know if you guys know anything about this, but in order to get interviews, especially if you're a smaller podcast, there's a lot of rejection, man. You send a lot of emails and people just totally disregard you and really don't care. But you know what, I love that, because it just shows me that I'm going in the right direction. I'm not taking the easy fluffy path. I'm taking that hard-ass path, man, that's difficult and adverse and rocky and all that stuff. I love that shit, to be honest with you, you know. So I'm on that path, man. I'm like I said, I'm trying to get some really good people to bring onto the show to interview, and yeah, it's pretty much what I've been up to lately, working really hard. I'm kind of getting back into my Microsoft Access. I was really accustomed to work with Microsoft Access 2003, like an old version from 2003. And at work, I've been handed down, you know, this version of the 2016 Access, which has that ribbon menu on top, and it's just a completely different ball game. But I pretty much cracked the code on it now, and I'm able to you know, produce and develop and program, write code and stuff the way I did back in the 03 version of it. So I highly recommend any of you people that are, and like I said, I keep hammering on the access, but if you're the type of person that you want to get the most bang for your buck, you know, get into a little bit of Excel and kind of learn about ranges and data validation and stuff like that. And then as you're doing that, start getting into the Microsoft Access. You know, what you're going to end up doing is creating tables, and those tables are going to have fields like numeric, date fields, text fields, and stuff like that. YouTube is going to give you all the help you want. But like I said, it's something, it really did change my life. You know, like I said, I only have 2 semesters of college, but I've been smashing that computer, man, and smashing that code. So it's really important, man, to 'cause you'll never see that promoted anywhere. You'll never see it on TV or, you know, they'll tell you got to go to college for like 5 years and get all of this student loan debt and all these things. But they're never going to give you that philosopher's stone, that catalyst that's going to push you to the next level. So like I said, computers really is a good direction because you can just practice at home. You know, you get a used laptop for $150 and sit at home and start practicing. I recommend that to a lot of people. So yeah, like I said, I hope you enjoyed those beats. I do apologize. I used to get out an episode every week, and like the last month or two, I've only been putting out an episode every 2 weeks. But again, I have to, you know, attend to the things that I have to do, my responsibilities and everything like that. It's been kind of hectic at work because, you know, the economy is bad, so we all have to push to produce. You know, everybody got to produce on their job and do what they do. And I have a lot of responsibilities I have to deal with, so it's been causing me to, you know, work a little later and work from home and such. But you know what? I have gratitude for that also. I'm going to try to get back into the habit of putting out a show every week. I can't promise, but all in all, you know, even if it's been lately I've been putting out a show every 2 weeks, I'm trying to really step up the quality of my show so that even, you know, even if it's I'm not as consistent as putting them out, at least when I do put them out, they're high quality. So like I said, I'm working on the interviews, trying to get some people on. If you have any recommendations of people that you feel that I should be interviewing, you know, shoot me a line. And yeah, man. So that's going to just about wrap it up. I'm at about 31 minutes over here. I really do want to thank you for listening, and namaste.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. My email address is alphamalebuddhist@gmail.com. My website is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com. My Instagram is alphamalebuddhist. And check out my YouTube channel, Alpha Male Buddhist, and that's on YouTube. It is the podcast accompanied with video clips that integrate exactly with the podcast, so it's motivational and inspirational. I also have promotional t-shirts. If you go to my website, alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com, you can see the promotional t-shirts there. Reach out to me. Also, if you have any show notes or any suggestions that you would like to hear on the podcast, just reach out and see if I can get that done. I've been getting some really great emails and feedback from my listeners, which is great. So I want to thank you for listening, and namaste.